The four South Sudanese children going to Israel were diagnosed with congenital heart condition by Israeli pediatric cardiologists who visited the country in 2019. Tamar Koski Lazarus, the Chief Development and Communication Officer for the Israeli organization Israel Aid, visited Juba this week.
We're doing a very special initiative and a partnership with a different Israeli organization called Save a Child's Heart, which is a medical-based organization back in Israel that works with children who have different heart conditions, and they basically provide surgery and the pre-care and aftercare treatment.
Israel Aid responds to humanitarian emergencies around the world. It is working with the Israeli organization Save a Child's Heart to arrange the surgeries for the South Sudanese children. Lazarus say the surgeries were delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. She says five children were supposed to have surgeries, but one child's condition became severe and the child was flown to India for treatment.
We will be flying four children aged 5 to 8 and their caregivers to Israel. Which is a very big deal, and we'll be providing, essentially helping them get to Israel, and then Save a Child's Heart in Israel will be working with them to provide the medical treatment that they need.
In South Sudan, Israel Aid focuses on child protection and issues of gender-based violence in the country. Alex Musili, the country director for Israel Aid in South Sudan, says this year the group received new funds for water sanitation and hygiene projects in the country.
Because of the felt need of the community have a felt need of water and sanitation, and Israel Aid is planning now to venture into to water and sanitation and especially hygiene promotions.
Each of the four children will be accompanied by a guardian who will stay with them during the treatment in Israel. The group says it will take care of all the guardians during their stay in Israel. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.